After decades of negotiations, the final Northwest Territories Lands and Resources Devolution Agreement was signed by Canada, the GNWT, the Inuvialuit Regional Corporation, the Northwest Territory Métis Nation, SADA Secretariat Incorporated, Gwich'in Tribal Council, and the Tlicho government. Since this time, the Katlo Déchi First Nation, Acho Dineko, Denai Nukui First Nation, which is an Akecho community, and Salt River First Nation, have signed on to the agreement. As of 2019, the Décho First Nations and the Akecho Territory Government, with the exception of the Denai Nukui First Nation, have not signed this agreement. Under the 2014 Devolution Agreement, the federal government transferred powers related to the management of natural resources, the royalties and revenues from these natural resources, and the control of public land, to the GNWT. Specifically, these included the powers to develop, conserve, manage, and regulate resources in the Northwest Territories, for mining and minerals, including oil and gas, and to manage water, land, and other environment resources. The powers to levy and collect resource royalties, and other revenues from natural resources. And the powers to control and administer public land, with the right to use, sell, or otherwise dispose of such land. The Northwest Territories Lands and Resources Devolution Agreement states that Indigenous and treaty rights are not impacted, and that Canada still has its defined responsibilities to Indigenous peoples. The Diné, Cree, Inuvialuit, and Métis signatories to the 2014 agreement now negotiate their land, resource, and self-government agreements with both the Government of Canada and the GNWT.